During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
All right, at 15 past 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning, all the signs are there. Social media is harmful to kids. Nobody's really done anything about it until maybe this week. We have seen some signs where Los Angeles schools are banning cell phones. The Surgeon General suggesting that we put a warning label on social media. Joining us right now to weigh in on this is ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So are these steps that might actually help kids?
Yes, I totally agree with these steps. Because, let's face it, social media is not going to go away. Cell phones aren't going to go away. But restricting them to kids, particularly young kids, through adolescence, I think it's vitally important you restrict their access and their ability to use phones. Clearly in school, not having them, or if you take them, they have to be locked up all day. And also limited them when they're not in school, when they're at home, when they're with their friends. Same way with their tablets and so forth, because they just won't stay off of them because they're very addictive. You know, easy to use, obviously, contact somebody immediately. But they train kids that you don't have to really directly in person interact with people. And it's interesting, Paul, when you look at the studies that of mental health decline of particularly young kids and adolescent kids, it all started when smartphones basically came out. And it has gradually gotten worse and worse. And there are a number of social psychologists that contend that it actually rewires their brain to be on a screen of some sort and social media contact. That can create all sorts of fears, phobias, depression, et cetera. And I think, you know, most people are familiar with, you know, when it comes to the extreme version of mass shooters in schools, you know, social media is a big part of them forming sort of their violent imagery. And then they use it when they go sometimes and commit the act. You know, they live stream it or whatever. So, you know, there's a lot we just, I think, up to recent times have sort of ignored, but we really have to face the fact that you've got to limit cell phone and social media availability.
Yeah, it's interesting that the Surgeon General talked about putting warning labels on akin to the warning labels on cigarettes. And I think about how cavalier we were about cigarettes a generation, couple of generations ago. I wonder if the next generation will look back on how cavalier we've been about use of social media and smartphones and look at it much the same way.
I would hope that that's the case. And it's like everything else, if you can sort of talk through the noise and just sort of share with people that, you know, you have to take control of this. You have to take control of your kid's cell phone and tablets, et cetera, and limit, not take them away permanently, but limit them or take them away when they're not using them or they are using them excessively or not in a productive way. I mean, clearly you have to use, you know, computers, tablets, et cetera, to do your homework. But it's so easy, obviously, with that tablet in front of you to switch over to something else.
Yeah, and it starts at a very early age. We see kids that can't even walk yet that already have access to tablets.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Be interesting to see how this all unfolds. Brad, appreciate your insight as always. Thanks so much.
Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.